Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Guys, this is going to be an awesome podcast. I've got a superstar. His name is Michael Haig, and he is a Hollywood script consultant and a story expert. Michael, how are you doing today?
Just great.
That's awesome. So what we're going to talk about today is using stories in your marketing. Now, Michael, can you tell us a little bit about your backstory? Because I know that you went from being a teacher and you left that, and all of a sudden you're like this Hollywood superstar working on some incredible movies and stuff like that.
Sure. I was teaching Head Start, actually, preschool kids in Oregon, where I grew up. But all my life, I had dreamed of working in the movies, had no idea what that would entail. I just loved movies, and it never seemed realistic. It was just sort of a pipe dream. And finally, I decided, well, if you're going to do this, you better take a shot. So I, you know, got on the turnip truck and rolled into Hollywood knowing nothing. I found a film school, took a variety of classes, and one of them was called Story Analysis, which is the formal term for being a reader. Your job is to read hundreds of scripts for agents or producers, scripts that they don't want to take the time to read because most of them are terrible. You write a synopsis of each one and you give your recommendation. And out of that, first of all, I learned a lot about what makes a badly told story and how to condense a story. But also it led to me working for various production companies and working with studios and writers in developing projects. Out of that grew a few things. One, I wrote a book called Writing Screenplays That Sell. I created a weekend seminar I took around the world, and when people started asking me for help with their scripts, I became what I primarily am now, and that is a story consultant or a coach. And I work with screenwriters, but now also with novelists and internet marketers and public speakers on honing their story to maximize its potential.
Okay, the geek in me has to ask this. What are the biggest movies you've worked on?
The biggest are almost without exception connected to Will Smith. A few years ago, he had watched a video I did called The Hero's Two Journeys. He contacted me, wanted me to take a look at the script for I Am Legend, which they were shooting. I looked at it. I sent him my comments, and I thought that was cool. I got to give some comments to the biggest movie star in the world, but then he wanted to follow that up with a conversation. Out of that, what evolved is I gave input on Hancock and several other movies, and then he put me on retainer. So I worked with his company for quite a few years. I don't know if it's the biggest, but I was most heavily involved with The Karate Kid, which he produced and his son starred in, but there are also a number of other movies. And out of that grew a relationship with Sony, and I worked with them on Masters of the Universe. I most recently consulted with Will on his upcoming two movies. One is called Concussion and one is Suicide Squad, and various others that either are connected to movie stars or studios or independent producers.
Okay, we're not worthy. That's awesome, dude. That's very cool. So let's talk about the transition. I mean, you're working with all these Hollywood people, and I actually got your information from Matt Basak, who's been on the podcast a couple of different times, and I was listening to a Russell Brunson podcast, and he mentioned Matt. So there's a lot of interconnection stuff going on. Can you tell us how you got from doing that stuff, and I know you still do a lot of that stuff, to working with internet marketers?
Yeah, I still work in Hollywood a lot and with screenwriters around the world a lot, but I was just absolutely lucky because the same video that Will Smith had seen, Matt Basak saw it. He called me a few years ago, wanted me to consult with him on story that he used in internet marketing. That was great, except Matt always said he wanted me to be his secret weapon. And I kept saying, Matt, if I'm your secret weapon, nobody's going to know about me. I can't work otherwise. But then Russell and Dagan Smith were putting on a conference in Baltimore, they had also seen that video, loved my approach to story, asked me to come in and talk to them. And out of that grew various relationships, and my work began with internet marketers. I was also then introduced by Dagan to Andre Chaperone, who's a top internet marketer and creator of the soap opera sequence. He wanted to start working with me, and we have also now collaborated on a product and gotten more and more involved in using story for internet marketers. So I just fell into it. It's just one of those things. I did this one video, and it kind of snowballed from that, and people liked what I had to say, so it grew into these other connections.
See, that's a total success story, because, you know, it's all about putting stuff out there. You got found, and then the best internet marketers in the world found you, and now you're connected with them on top of doing all the Hollywood stuff. And I love those kind of stories. That's fabulous.
Yeah, I've thought about it. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that all of the great things that have happened to me have happened fairly easily. What I did was good work. I mean, my book got represented by the first agent that saw it, so I acknowledge that the video I made and the book I wrote and so on were good, but then people came to me. Everything I've tried hard to accomplish has never happened. So if I just do the work and let other people discover it or read it and come to me, that always is how the good things happen.
Yeah, that's such an awesome lesson. Yeah, well, for everybody. I mean, if you do great work, referrals are the best resource to grow your business. So, I mean, that just speaks volumes that people love what you do. So let's go into the Heroes to Journey story, because I've heard of the Heroes Journey, but what's the difference between that and the Heroes to Journey story?
It's the Heroes to Journeys is the video I did. Yeah, and what I mean by that is that you can look at the journey of the hero of a story. And by hero, I don't mean a superhero or someone who's heroic. I just mean the main character of the story. So this could be an internet marketer's story about someone who used their product or themselves as they got into whatever it is they're marketing. But that person is the person who has the potential to become a hero. And we follow that character as they pursue a goal. Well, the visible elements, the steps they take to pursue that goal, that's what I call the outer journey. So if you're watching a movie, it's the confrontations with the villains or the bad guys, or it's dealing with the earthquake in San Andreas, if you saw that last weekend, and so on. But underneath that is another journey a character takes, what I call a journey of transformation. It's the arc of the character. That's the deeper level of story where you explore the fears that a character has, or the fears that we have if we're writing about ourselves, and what we had to overcome on the inside to find the courage to do what was necessary on the outer journey to accomplish the goal. The outer journey is one that is always a necessity for anyone telling a story, including an internet marketer. Some marketing is strengthened a great deal, I think, and this is an area that I don't think is explored enough by internet marketers in my experience. If you get into what scared me about doing this, what blocked me, what held me back from taking the steps I needed to be a success, and when you start exploring that, it adds depth to the story, but it also addresses a potential buyer's concerns or resistance to purchasing and using whatever the product is you're selling.
See, that's incredible. And that's really what you're doing, is you're touching people on an emotional level when you use this. And that's, marketing is all about pain or pleasure. I mean, some people either, you know, they're trying to solve a pain or trying to do something pleasurable for them. And that's just, you know, using that story is great. Now, can you give some examples of how to use the Heroes to Journey in marketing? How would somebody do that in, say, like a podcast or an email or a video, or how would they do that?
Okay. The first thing I would say you touched on, and that is to understand the number one goal you must have with any story you tell is to create an emotional experience. It's about eliciting emotion. And emotion primarily grows out of conflict. So it's the obstacles a person or a character in the story has to overcome that is going to connect your audience, your potential buyer, most strongly with your hero, your character, with the story, and ultimately with the product that you're marketing. So the way you would use a story, it doesn't matter what the medium is. It doesn't matter if it's an email, if it's a video. If you're telling a story, what you want to do is, first of all, create empathy with that character by the listener. That's the potential buyer. You want to give that character a goal that they need to accomplish and obstacles they face in doing it. And then if you're marketing a product, a process, a membership, you show how the thing you're marketing solved the obstacles that that character faced and enabled them to achieve the goal thereafter. So on that level, let's say someone is desperate to win the love of a woman, and so they go, they want a dating product. There's no difference in that person or the person in your story pursuing that goal and the Avengers pursuing the goal of saving the world, or of a hero of a romantic comedy wanting to win the love of the girl in that. It's always about desire and conflict and ultimately achieving the goal. But the difference is, when you're marketing something, the tool for achieving that goal needs to be either the product you're selling, the process, or some principle that you're using in that product or process that's going to empower your buyer to do what the hero in the story does.
And that's very counterintuitive to the way that a lot of marketers have been taught to market, where they talk features and benefits. And it really kind of... I guess the thing that we're looking to do, and this is obviously a talent that you have. I mean, everybody's got their talent. Some people can, you know, click spoons or whatever. Your talent is you understand how to get in the mind of the listener or in the reader or the viewer to be able to create that emotion. And, you know, what are the strongest emotions that you create? I mean, what are the best things that you can do?
Gee, I never thought about which emotions. I mean, what you... The key ones in movie stories, and that means that the reason movies are such a good model is because they're so successful. Hollywood is so successful at telling stories, at multi-billion dollars every year at doing it, so we can pull from those principles and use them in the internet marketing world. So the emotion you want to create is, first of all, sympathy or worry for the character. That's going to create the empathy, or perhaps admiration, or at least sensing that the person is a likable, good-hearted person. Then you want to instill concern or desire, that you share the desire of that character to achieve their goal. Then you want to create worry or some any number of things. It might become funny if it's that kind of story. It might become suspenseful if we don't know if the hero is going to be able to achieve it. It could be very touching and moving if the purpose of using this is to do something deep that deeply resonates, like combating an illness or putting a kid through school or something like that. But then finally, the final emotion, and this is one of the key elements of the story, you must add fulfillment and satisfaction at the end. You must paint a picture of the new life that the hero of your story is living, and that picture must be a picture of the life that your buyer wants to live. And a lot of times when people tell stories, they reach the point of climax where you say, and then he got the girl, or then he made $100,000, which is fine, but the story's not over. Now, what is that person's life now that they've found true love, now that they have made the money that your marketing tool is going to enable them to make, now that they have the freedom that this product is going to give them? You have to paint that after picture, so to speak, so they can envision and be emotionally connected to the life they're going to live if they avail themselves of the product you're marketing.
And pardon my lack of skill and intellect on all this stuff, but what it sounds like is the Disney model of happily ever after. Is that close?
Yeah, I'm afraid Disney doesn't have the... doesn't have the corner at happily ever after. They do a lot of fairy tales, so they do that. But almost every movie, especially Hollywood movies, which occasionally have sad or tragic endings, but by and large, they're all about happily ever after. I mean, if you see I don't want to give away the end of San Andreas, but I will say that, let's just say some of the characters in that movie, at the end, we see that in the future, they now have the ability to live, to some extent, happily ever after. Mm-hmm. They've achieved their goal, and now we see the new life, or have a into the new life they're going to be able to live doing that. But you name a movie and it's going to be that way. Take a completely different kind of movie like The King's Speech, very much more independent, mm-hmm. you might even call it an art house thing. That's just about a guy who wants to give a speech without stuttering. But in the end, we see him do it, and then we see now this is the life he's going to be able to live, that he's found the courage to take on the mantle of King of England, and that he's found the courage to overcome that stutter and communicate with the United Kingdom and the world. So it's the same principle. It's always about, and then you use that principle with your product or the thing you're marketing to say, in essence, if you take advantage of this offer I'm making you, then you too can, if you will, live happily ever after. Now, you don't want to get, you know, you want to hype it into unreality, mm-hmm. but you should be selling things that you can legitimately make that promise, that your life will be better if you use the product I'm marketing. If it won't, then I think you need to rethink the product or what you're doing. But if you're offering something of value, all you want to do is tell a story about it and paint a picture of that character's life and your buyer's life after using it.
Mm-hmm. Totally, totally makes sense. And it really builds upon what you said before. So, Michael, you do have a product or something that you could share with the audience that is going to help them better get their arms around everything that we've learned today. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, one of the top internet marketers that I have the privilege to work with is Andre Chaperon. He's already at a high, high level of internet marketing, and I think it was his creation. It's associated with him, but his process includes something called the soap opera sequence, about involving a potential buyer in a series of emails in sort of like episodes of a soap opera where you leave them hanging at the end of one story or email, and then they come back to the next one, and gradually they're drawn in to the desire to buy a product or his process and so on. So he's already well-versed in story and a master of story. He wanted to sharpen that, and so he hired me, and he became a client that I coached. But as we were working, I said to him, we got to do something together sometime. And so the outgrowth was we created a webinar, and we then recorded the webinar. It's called Story Fluence. It's STORY and like influence, story influence only. Story Fluence is the name of the product. And basically, it presents everything I've been talking about in way more detail. It actually gives you the key questions you need to ask, all of the list of questions. It takes you beat by beat through a well-structured story. We take two examples, one of an email he created, one of my clients created, and we use them as examples, both good and bad, or to show both strength and weaknesses. And with one of the examples, I showed a client I had story at the beginning, and then at the end, I show what it transformed into after I worked with him, and I point out what principles he was using to make that story stronger. And then we add some other bells and whistles. There's an outline to follow the entire webinar. There is a mind map if you like to process information that way to do it. There's a few extra goodies, interviews, and a podcast I did or a video I did being interviewed and so on. But the key is it's a process to really take this Hollywood approach to any story you're creating in the internet marketing world and make it really fly.
Michael, this has been fabulous. I mean, I've learned a lot, and I've studied the hero's journey, but you really simplified it in a way I think my audience is going to love. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
The best is just go to my website. It's storymastery.com. So you just go there. It's filled with articles about a number of different aspects of story, how you open it, what what empathy is, mistakes you want to avoid, just lots and lots of material to see. It also includes all the information people would need on hiring me as a consultant if you want me to individually one-on-one help you with your internet marketing related story or your screenplay if you're in that category, but I assume most of our listeners are internet marketers. So you can contact me about coaching you through the website. It gives more about my background and the list of products I have available. So, and if you sign up for the newsletter, you get for free a list of key questions that internet marketers should ask in preparing their story.
Michael, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your expertise and your time. Having a rock star like you on this podcast is just absolutely a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I had a great time, and I hope it's helpful to everyone. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.